This was the second big giant jackpot that has been cashed in California in 6 months.
Jeez.
And I don't...
Some bitches.
Yep, some bitch. But I got a quick pick for Mega Millions tomorrow at $720 million. Who knows? I'm not saying that I mean, there's a very select few people that I would tell if I won the lottery. But I should say, if I won the lottery, I don't think I would tell anybody, but there would certainly be signs.
Mm-hmm. Would you do the lump sum payout or the overtime?
Depends on how much it is.
Yeah. I mean, the lump sum is still a few hundred million dollars.
Still, yeah, but I mean, again, if it's like $500 million, yeah. If it's gonna net me like $750 million over like 20 years, I mean, think about it. $700 million over 20 years is $35 million a year.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd still never...
You'd still never have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But if you want to get, you know, if you want to scoop you and all your people out, then...
No, I'm going to pause this for now.
I just want to do the thing. That's it.
Yeah. No, I get it.
I don't think that makes me a bad person.
Yeah. The Walt Disney Corporation.
Yeah.
Lost $800 million last year. And this year. Like, to date, they have lost $800 million in profit. These people are getting sick of their movies. And they're just, like, their quality is just not up to par.
Yeah, it's...
Disney Plus is hemorrhaging money.
Yep, that makes sense because it's the only platform that's even putting out decent content.
Yeah. Bob Iger, apparently, according to Industry Insiders, Bob Iger, the CEO, who was the CEO, like, back in the early 2000s and then stepped down, went to another company, and then came back very recently to Disney. But Bob Iger... CEO of Disney, according to Industry Insiders, is considering selling the company, the entire empire, to Apple.
Oh, God, don't let that happen.
Now, that's a rumor that's been around for years. Like, people keep saying, like, Apple wants to buy Disney, which, sure, I'm sure they do. Sure, Apple would love to own Disney. I'm sure there is just, like, a standing offer that is, adjusted from time to time. That would be a hell of a thing.
Yes.
It would be a hell of a thing. The money. It's just like, Apple, if you look at Apple TV, they've got some really great shows. They've got some great original programming.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, they're, as far as, as far as tech is concerned, they have, like, they're brilliant people that they've got working for them. Their leadership is a little, like, narrow-minded.
Yeah.
I hate the fucking proprietary shit. Like, I would love to just have it, like, plug into any old USB charger, you know?
Yeah, it's tiresome.
But, like, my iPhone, I don't need an SD card reader. I don't need to be able to play Game Boy games on my iPhone, you know? Like, I don't mind with my iPhone. That's literally the only thing that pisses me off about an iPhone, is that I can't just use any old charger.
I mean, I can play Game Boy games on my phone, so...
You know how many USB-C chargers I have around? I have one from a Game Boy.
I bet you... Yeah, I was just gonna say, I bet you there's a shit ton of them.
But no, it's gotta be the lightning wire.
Not to mention that Apple phones in general have been chasing Samsung for the past 15 years.
Yeah. So, I know that we record well in advance of releasing episodes.
Yes.
We're getting closer to, like, just doing it and having it up pretty soon. We're getting closer. Like, it used to be, we were at one point, like, 2 months behind.
Yes.
And we are now, I believe, this episode will go up in August.
Okay.
Like, the middle of August.
All right, so, I mean, it's, what, 7:20?
Yeah. So, yeah. But Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I watched Crystal Skull recently.
You told me.
But Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, critical failure. Like, the critics hate it. I have been hearing great stuff from, like, viewers. Like, just regular people who have gone to see it really enjoy it.
Well, I mean, it's Indiana Jones. Yeah. I feel like it would be very hard to not at least enjoy it.
Yeah. But yeah, the other night, the girls went to see Taking Back Sunday in the city.
Okay. That sounds like something.
Taking Back Sunday is Melissa's, like, number one band. But they went to see Taking Back Sunday in the city, and I watched Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And I'll tell you how I watched it, and this is really the way you're supposed to watch it. So in the future, this is how you should watch it.
Okay.
I had a glass of whiskey and a bottle of beer, and I fell asleep half hour from the end. So I got to enjoy all the action adventure, and I didn't have to see the aliens. Good time. It's a good movie until, like, oh, it's aliens. Interdimensional beings.
Interdimensional beings. They weren't aliens. And what was it? It was nine, was it nine skeletons?
Yeah.
And all nine skeletons were just one interdimensional being scattered.
Yeah. That's why there's only one skull. Shia LaBeouf wasn't that bad.
Whatever, I hate that guy.
It's like he's got this unfortunate fucking association with the movie, which was not that great in full.
True.
The problem with Shia LaBeouf has never been his talent. It has always been his personality.
I was just going to say, it's just him.
He is an absolute weirdo. He's a weird fucking person. Have you seen Don't Worry, Darling?
No.
It is Harry Styles and Florence Pugh and Chris Pine.
Okay.
It's a really good movie. But the Harry Styles role was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf. And Florence Pugh said she didn't feel safe working with Shia LaBeouf. So they gave the part to Harry Styles. He's Olivia Wilde. Jason Sudeikis is his ex-wife. She directed it. Jason Sudeikis served her divorce papers while she was on stage during a premiere of the movie. Or a preview of the movie or something.
No shit.
Yeah. Not his idea. His lawyer did it. It was really rude and like a terrible thing to do, but that's how it was done.
All right.
Yeah.
I guess whatever you gotta do, right?
Yeah. That was a good movie that was like, it's got some bad press just because, like, what a dramatic thing it was. Production. Fucking actors strike. SAG-AFTRA's on strike, so are the writers. As of July 20th, those two things are going on concurrently. That is a hell of a thing. I think we are going to see a big boom in independent film in early 2024. And that's going to be a really good thing for a really, like, boring industry.
Yeah. I mean,
new faces and new voices to, like, revive the industry.
You're not going down my plan. Ooh, they're mixing. Smell that.
I do, even through these clogged nostrils.
They are making the mix. Yeah. I think they're paving some part of the highway tonight.
Okay.
Good stuff. I know there's an airport around here getting a new tarmac, too.
Okay, one of those little airports. People rent out, like, hangars and stuff.
Yeah.
Melissa's grandpa was a pilot. Frank. That's where James gets his middle name, Francis.
I would very much so love to get my pilot's license.
That, the concept terrifies me.
Flying a plane?
Yeah. I don't like to be in a plane.
Huh? Well, I mean, that'll do it.
I've been on a lot of planes, Fatty.
I love planes.
I have never enjoyed the experience of flying. Maybe, you know, if it was like 1965 and they had those big fucking open fucking airplanes that were just the lap of luxury.
Yeah, in the 1960s, though, normal people couldn't afford a ticket on a plane.
Everybody could afford a ticket on a plane. In America, anyway. Like, America. Traveling overseas wasn't as affordable. Is smoke in there?
I just want to fly little planes. Little mini planes. That's it.
I have this book. It's called The Most Dangerous Game, but it's not that one. It's not like the famous one.
Okay.
You know The Most Dangerous Game, right?
Probably.
So this rich guy owns an island, and this guy...
Oh, he hunts like, goes, humans.
He hunts people. This is about a bear. But the main character is like a... He flies like a single-engine Cessna in Alaska. It's a really good book. It's like a pulpy, like, 1970s adventure story. I like those kind of books. You know what, as a book nerd, I really love, and I wish we could bring back? Fucking books that fit in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, like those little paperback ones?
Mm-hmm. Like little Penguin books. Now, paperback books are all, like, pretty big now. They've got some large dimensions, do not fit in a pocket. But I used to, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that was a book I kept in my back pocket. I always had a book in my back pocket of my jeans.
Well, I mean, if you get, you know, the Amazon app, the Amazon book app there, you can still have a book in your back pocket. Just be yourself.
Fatty.
What?
Fatty. Tell me you don't love to touch paper.
That's fair. That's actually very fair. I play a game that's very heavily focused on having paper.
My iPhone doesn't smell like a book.
That is also true. I do love the smell of new book.
I always have a book in my backpack. Right now I have that Star Wars book. It's a good one for reading, like, it's just a bunch of short stories. So whenever you just got like a half hour, you read a story. A really good one that I read since last we spoke. It takes place, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he is overseeing the droids burning the Jawas. Like, what's the word? Burning the Jawas. After the attack, after the...
Cremating.
Cremating, that's the word. I was going to say igniting, and my brain was like, that's not right. But it's while Luke is back discovering the bodies of Owen and Beru. And,
We wanna go back. Yes, we do.
It's,
Well, this guy.
Yeah.
What a best spot.
But it's, Obi-Wan talks to Qui-Gon Jinn. And Qui-Gon knows, like, everything. It's told from, like, you know what's going on in Qui-Gon's head.
Okay.
It starts with him, and then introduces Obi-Wan Kenobi. It goes into great detail about what it feels like to manifest as a Force ghost. Like, it explains the process.
Huh.
Of manifesting your body into your Force being... into a Force ghost.
I would very much so like to read that.
It's really good. I was gonna... It's like 5 pages long, too. I was gonna take pictures of it with my phone and text it to you. There's another one about a group of young Tusken Raiders. and they kill a crate dragon, a canyon crate. It's just a hatchling, though. But they kill a crate dragon, and that's supposed to be what makes them, like, real, like, raiders. And then they hear about a droid that's been spotted wandering through the desert, which is obviously R2-D2.
Yeah.
And they go to, like, track down the droid. And the whole way, the chieftain of their like group is telling them, like, over that way there's, like, a power that you don't want to mess with. And he says it's a wizard.
Love it.
Yeah. They call him Ben.
Do you mean
the humans call him Ben? That's what he says.
I wonder if they mean old Ben Kenobi, the wizard out in the desert.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I wonder if it could mean old Obi-Wan Kenobi. When Qui-Gon first manifests, he looks at him, he goes, Obi-Wan. Ben. Star Wars is so good.
Star Wars is so good.
There's another one from the perspective of Aunt Beru. And the one I just started reading is, it's about Greedo.
Uh-oh. Stop where Han shoots him?
Yeah, I would assume. He fucking hates Han Solo, and he's a huge douche.
I love that he hates Han Solo.
Hates him. Apparently, Han stole his girl.
What a shock. Han motherfucking Solo.
But no, Greedo's like a neckbeard.
Aw, that's sad.
Totally not the kind of guy who shoots first.
I'm not even sure where we are anymore. Whole lot of farmland going on out here. A lot of horses. Wide open spaces.
Wow. No, sorry. I was just checking in on my family. That's a great place to get murdered. I think I had a nightmare about that house.
Huh. We had a nightmare about that house.
No, like, I remember that house. I've seen that house a million times.
So that's the house that Mike goes to get murdered in, folks.
Great place to get murdered. And then you're right next to
this beautiful, brand new construction.
When we were looking... when we were looking at houses, we looked at one. What's the town where the quickest way to get there from Kelly's house in Franklin? Town in Massachusetts. Quickest way to get there from Kelly's in Franklin is to go through Woonsocket, Rhode Island.
Blackstone?
Maybe.
I would assume it's Blackstone.
I want to say it had a P name. But it was on, like, Main Street. It was a house that had been seized by the bank and restored by the bank, so cheap.
Okay.
There was this big old house, and we went to see it.
Oh, we should have gone down that.
And everybody was certain this house was haunted. Like, you could feel it in your bones when you walked into this house. We went down. I started going down to the basement, and I had James in my hand. And the real estate agent looks at me, and she goes, "Why are you taking him down there?" So I handed him off to her. Basement was a truly unpleasant place to be.
That means someone got hacked up in that basement.
My basement's uncomfortable. I wouldn't say that I love to be down there. I'll show you. Did I show you the basement?
You did show me your basement. Your basement looks like it was a workshop.
There are several workshops, and there's a pasta kitchen.
Yeah.
Doesn't work. That is an old stove. It's like a wood burning fucking stove down there.
Hopping Hill. Why do I feel like... Oh, okay.
Hopping Hill?
Yeah. Oh, go east on 120. Again, I'm not quite sure where we are.
Yeah.
But I think this... This will take us into familiar territory. There is an aeroplane.
Aeroplane? I don't see it.
I'm going to come around this group of trees, you will. Oh, maybe not.
No. I flicked a cigarette out the window one time and it landed on this guy's rearview mirror. I was in the passenger seat and he was in the driver's seat. But it landed on his rearview mirror. And I did everything I could not to laugh or smile. But I did take a look at him out the corner of my eye, and he was leaning forward. He saw the cigarette, and he flicked it off in his rearview, and he goes... He looks up at the sky. He looked at the sky. North Attleboro. Welcome to the town of North Attleboro.
Actually, I think this is still Plainville.
That sign just said, welcome to the town of North Attleboro.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
You know what's great? It's fucking, like, Western Mass out there.
Yeah, once you get out a little ways.
Out by Vermont. We were, Williamstown is where we stayed. A few winters in a row. This big old house that had, like, the perfect sledding hill down the front.
Nice.
Driveway was like half a mile long.
These houses are cool.
But one morning we just went to Vermont for breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were out in the Great Northwest.
Yeah. Our house that we rented was owned by some senator. I cannot remember her name. She would, like, you heard a lot about her on the news in, like, the 90s. But I can't remember her name. But that was who we rented our house from. That Pick and Pay smoke shop, I thought that sign said a whole different thing. What's going on here?
Live music.
How's it going, North Attleboro? Okay. We don't know how to find out about, like, community happenings, like events around the town. We don't know how to get information on that.
In Grafton?
Yeah. Grafton has, like, a Facebook page that is never, ever updated.
That sounds about right.
You can look on, like, the community website does have, like, a calendar. But it's, you know how hard it is to find a calendar on a government website.
True.
And you're never quite sure how they're, like, categorizing things or... I shit you not, my town's website says trash pickup for my street is every Thursday. And somehow the website only has an actual calendar written out with dates marked until June. Turns out my trash day is Wednesday.
Oops.
Recycling every other Wednesday. We gotta buy those fucking town trash bags.
Yeah, that's a drag.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it so much if it was more than... I paid for 10... 15-ounce bags, like the kitchen bags, and five 30-ounce bags. I paid $23. $23.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. For 15 trash bags? And I gotta get more.
Just gotta figure out how many you use a month, that's all.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to use the big ones for the stuff you go through a ton.
Yeah. I had, before we had gotten any town trash bags, I had been bagging up the trash in like regular trash bags, and then that all accumulated. So I used the big 30-pound trash bag to throw all that away.
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Before we got the town bags, I had been using just the regular, like, white kitchen bags.
Yeah.
And those kind of piled up, and I had those, so I put them in one of the big 30-pound bags.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you just get the giant ones, I'm sure you could just use regular bags.
Yeah.
You just got to put all the regular ones inside one of the town ones. They can go fuck themselves. Yeah, just get a shit ton of big ones.
Yeah.
And, like, a scant amount of little ones for when you don't have enough to fill a whole one.
Well, so we only put out with that big trash bag that was all of our trash for, like, the first week. We only put out 3 regular-sized trash bags.
That's not bad.
All of last week.
That's not bad.
I feel like we could do better. I'm a homeowner now. I'm strategizing garbage.
It's very adult of you.
We need a recycling bin that is not a microwave box that sits on the floor.
Why?
Because it's just like a box that sits on the floor. That doesn't seem right. It's an unsightly box sitting on the floor. I do empty the box out every night. What's this about Batman over here? What is this building?
This is the, I believe, overflow spot for this joint. It's a bookstore.
Oh. Oh, right. This looks like a really cute bookstore. An unlikely story.
Yeah, there's that one, and then I think that might be an annex. Like for, you know, reads and stuff like that, I guess. I have no idea. I really have no idea. I'm not a book dude.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Didn't mean to say that. But yeah, that looks like a really cool bookstore. I'm definitely gonna have to check it out. And it looked like they got comic books across the street.
I have no idea.
Batman stuff. It was a Batman store. That's all that matters to me. There's Batman in that store.
I can honestly say to you, I have never gone in there. No matter how many times I said I'm gonna go in there, I never made it inside.
I'm gonna check it out. I'll tell you all about it. I love a good bookstore. It's a place in Connecticut called the Book Barn. It is a big old barn, or like a bunch of sheds, really, and like a big farmhouse.
Okay.
And they're all filled with books. Just like old books, you just sell books there, and they sell books back to you.
All I think about when I really truly think about books is thank God for movies.
I love a good book. I don't find as much time to read anymore.
I'm just saying, like, reading. Think about this. Back in, like, the 1850s.
Yeah.
You read your favorite book.
Yeah.
And you say, damn, I really like this book. I could read this book over and over and over and over. I feel like reading the same thing over and over and over has less of a tinge to it than fucking watching a movie over and over.
Oh, I disagree. Melissa would agree with you. But I disagree. She doesn't get why I read books over and over again. There are some books that I love so much that I read them over and over and over again. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is one I read constantly. Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I read, like, once a decade. High Fidelity. Anything by Chuck Klosterman, I would read over and over again. Chuck Klosterman is amazing. He used to work for, might still work for the Rolling Stone, or Rolling Stone.
Okay.
And, he does, books of, like, essays about different things. There's one book, it's my personal favorite, Killing Yourself to Live, which is about different, like, famous rock and roll deaths. And what he does in the book is he's in this little rental car that he calls his Tauntaun. And he goes around to, the sites of different, like, rock and roll deaths. And interviews people there and, like, writes a whole story about it.
Okay.
His first stop was Rhode Island at the fucking Station nightclub. Great White. Fucking, BJ was at that club, like, a week earlier. Or some, like, short amount of time earlier. He had been there, like, recently, when that happened.
I know a couple other people that were there, like, a week or two before it all ended.
Yeah. Bunch of 40-year-old men. I sent him this meme, and it said, I'm an 80s kid, and then the next thing said, it's really stupid to describe a meme, but this is an audio medium, so I can't really put the meme on screen. But the response to that is, you're a 40-year-old man. And the image that accompanies it is Anakin Skywalker first looking up and then looking down with a tear.
Nice.
That's the new version of that gif of Matt Damon dissolving into the old man from Saving Private Ryan. I've never seen that movie in its entirety.
What, Saving Private Ryan?
Yeah.
Me either.
I don't really like war movies.
Why? War movies are awesome.
You know what I do love is Inglourious Basterds.
Great movie.
What a great fucking movie. You know the Bear Jew?
Yeah, I know the Bear Jew.
That role was written for Adam Sandler.
I feel like he would have fucking crushed that.
Yeah. He would have had to get jacked, though. Because, like, Eli Roth is fucking jacked.
I love the thick Boston accent.
Yeah. I love Brad Pitt. Old man Brad Pitt is, like, I never liked Brad Pitt like young guy Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I like old man Brad Pitt. I was never a huge fan of Fight Club. I love Edward Norton. I was never a huge fan of Fight Club.
This Nazi wants to die for his country. Oblige him.
Fucking Oceans, the Oceans movie.
Great movies.
The second one was weak, but the other two were really good. I hated the plot point where Tess Ocean looked a lot like Julia Roberts. So much like Julia Roberts that she can trick Bruce Willis. That's a stupid plot device. Stupid. Oceans, did you see Oceans 8?
No.
With Sandra Bullock and all of them? No. That was a really good movie. It was a lot of fun. Elliot Gould is in it. They speak to him at some point. George Clooney does not make an appearance, and I can't remember if they cut Matt Damon's appearance or not.
I have seen only Ocean's 11, and I saw it once, and it was forever ago.
Yeah.
But I remember distinctly enjoying it.
Yeah.
Just because I love George Clooney.
George Clooney's great. George Clooney's amazing.
World's sexiest man. Twice.
Twice. Beautiful man. Aging like a fine wine.
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd.
Never gets older.
He does. It's just so much slower than it ought to be. When he was, like, 35, he looked like a 25-year-old man. And now at, what, 50-something? He looks like a 35-year-old man.
God damn.
In the last 20 years, Paul Rudd has aged probably about half that. And he started out looking younger. It's because he stopped drinking blood. He's in some sort of vampire rehabilitation program and it's aging him faster now.
Mike, we can't talk about the vampire Illuminati. They will come for us.
I know. But just hear me out for 1 second. Johnny Depp just stopped cold turkey. He just hasn't devoured a person for sustenance in like 20 years. And look at him. Look at him.
Michael, this is like talking about the mouse. You can't do it.
Betty's gone. And there's gotta be like a
void. Is she though, dude? Is she? No. I think she fucking reemerged as some other thing now.
Yeah.
I think she is the phoenix rising.
She's the Hollywood writer's strike.
I think she came back as an exact double of Margot Robbie. Yeah. And Margot Robbie is no longer with us. It is just...
She took out Margot.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Did she possess Margot from the
I think that's what it is.
Okay, we have to stop.
Margot Robbie has been in a whole bunch of different shit recently.
The first rule of the Hollywood Vampire Illuminati is you don't talk about the Hollywood Vampire Illuminati.
We're both gonna wind up somewhere with notes pinned to our chest and languages we don't know.
Yeah.
With trunk carpet fibers all over us.
What?
They're just gonna find us somewhere. In states that we've never been to.
Is Kirk Douglas still alive?
I don't know.
I'm gonna check it out. Kirk Douglas. Last I knew he was 104, but I can't remember how long ago that was. He died in 2020.
Oh.
He was born in 1916. He was 104. Michael Douglas has melted.
It's because he's not drinking blood anymore.
Yeah. He's also, I think, not drinking alcohol anymore. We're drinking too much alcohol. One or the other. Michael Douglas. You ever see The American President?
No.
That was a good movie. It's a romance. Oh. But it's him and Annette Bening. He's the President of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And Annette Bening is a reporter who ends up, like, falling in love with the President of the United States of America.
Ah.
And it's not, like, this big scandal thing, but it does show, like, the press side where, like, it's a big scandal. It's a good movie. Michael Douglas does a great job. He's a good president. Like, he's a quality movie president.
I still think fucking Morgan Freeman.
You know, Morgan Freeman is the only thing I remember about Deep Impact. I saw it in the theater. I do not remember fucking bullshit about Deep Impact. I
fucking love that.
Fucking movie. Armageddon, though.
Liv Tyler.
Armageddon. Don't want to close my eyes.
Don't quit your day job. Fucking.
Michael Clark Duncan, God rest his soul.
There isn't a job on the planet that I would want to do with you. Well, Harry, where's the job?
I think they're doing a new Lethal Weapon movie. The last Lethal Weapon movie, I think, was fine. I think leave it at four.
Lethal Weapon, that's not Mel Gibson, is it?
Mel Gibson and Danny Glover as Riggs and Tubbs.
Okay. I thought Mel Gibson was on the outs.
Mel Gibson is a tremendous asshole. And a horrible bigot. And somehow continues to make movies. He was in Cocaine Bear.
What?
He was Mel Gibson in Cocaine Bear.
Oh, God.
That was Ray Liotta's last movie. Was Mel Gibson in Cocaine Bear? Is that would that be too on the nose?
I don't know. I don't know who was in Cocaine Bear. I never saw it.
Funny TikTok guy. The guy who does, he's at work, and it's like customers asking him questions, and it's his, like, it's like what you wish you could say to the customer in your head, you know?
Oh, is that the dude that hits the mute button?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Well, maybe not. I know there's another dude that does, he's like the dude from the fraud department for your credit card.
Uh huh.
And it gets like progressively, it progresses from like, I'm helping you into I'm stalking you, and it is hilarious. Yeah. Hello, sir. It's the credit card fraud department again. Oh, God, what do you want now? Someone's about to use your credit card at the grocery store. That's my wife. Do you want me to take the shots?
No, it's like, I'm going to talk to your manager. It's like, good. Talk to my manager. You know what? I'll talk to my manager. That guy, he's in it. TikTok people are in movies, though.
Yeah, I mean, that does not surprise
me. And with this fucking writer's strike, man, fuck. Fuck. That's also going to be a huge boom, TikTok movies. In early 2024.
Oh, no, I 100% believe it, because there are definitely a few people that I follow that have been in, like, random independent films.
Yeah. You know Bo Burnham?
Yes.
Fucking love Bo Burnham.
He's all right.
I love Bo Burnham. He's such a specific kind of weird person. And I find him very funny.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to hate him, but then I listened to him a little bit more. He's got some really shitty stuff. But when he's good, he's good.
Yeah, I listen to, like, quite a bit of stand-up comedy.
Yeah. I was listening to, I have on Pandora, I got Flight of the Conchords radio. I got that station all set up. That's got a lot of Tenacious D. Stuff like that.
I do love Tenacious D.
And it's got a little bit of Bo Burnham. And he's really, like... He's got a nice voice. He's a really talented guy. I don't like how little of the road I have to see ahead of me to have some solace from the sun.
All right.
Back in a little town of Franklin, right in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we're gonna go up 140.
Nice. Let's do it.
I love that they'll never get rid of these cobblestones.
They're good cobblestones, man. Aren't they, like, historic?
I believe so. Probably not. I mean, they've probably been replaced plenty of times, but...
Is it a historic location for cobblestone?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
I mean, there's the nation's first library, public library right there.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
Still has part of Ben Franklin's original collection in there.
Spoken about that as well. Library history. Library's pretty close by to my house.
The Grafton Public Library?
Yeah. It's a nice looking building. I haven't been inside yet. Gotta get a library card. Love to read books. Love to smell them. Love to touch them.
It's another one of the oldest buildings in Franklin. This one and this one here.
Okay. Is that the Catholic Church and the rectory? That is the Catholic
Church and rectory.
This part over here looks newish.
This part over here is new.
Yeah. You can tell by the bricks. They're too, like, uniform and straight.
You're going to stop? Yeah. That's what you're going to do.
The back of this house, I always think, looks like it would be in, like, a Cape Town. Like, it looks like that, the back of that house looks like it should be by the ocean.
Yes, I agree with you. A lot of the homes right along this are all old buildings, too.
Yeah. It's a nice old building. I like an old building.
Me too. Like to see the history.
Yeah. I think we got a pretty good house.
I think you did.
I get confused walking around it sometimes. I showed you the void, right?
Yes.
The void is an area of the house where if all the doors are closed, I have no idea which direction I'm pointing. Because it's three doors just all around you and one doorway.
What you should do is put, like, compass markers on. Yeah.
There have been points where I've walked in there with my back to the doorway and just completely forgotten where I was. Four doors in there. There's James's playroom and the cedar closet.
Yep.
And the guest room and Sam's room. Just like, it's just a little door hole.
They call that a portal, Michael. A portal.
A portal. I call it the void.
At least I think they call it a portal. I could be wrong.
It's just like a cluster of doors. There's a hallway you can only get to through the guest room or Sam's room. The front hallway. We call it the back hallway because we go on the side and come on the back. Which is what she said.
I was going to say, I think your house is set up to have, like, servants.
Yeah.
And that is a servant's corridor. Because it gets everything in, you can get into it, and there's all those drawers along that hallway.
Yeah.
That's where they used to keep the linens.
Yeah.
God damn. That sun is powerful right now, folks.
It is bright. It is 7:42 p.m. And it is bright out.
Are going to go off
140. In Grafton, there is a building that is unmistakably a former Burger King. That is now also a former pizza place. But it's like a 90s Burger King. You remember Burger King in the 90s.
All square and shit.
Yeah. All those colors. Like, they didn't even paint it a different color. It was the color of a Burger King. You know why all these new restaurants going up, all like your fucking McDonald's and different fast food places, the new ones are all just these like big squares?
Why?
Because it's easier to sell that real estate.
That makes sense.
You ever go to the Moe's on Route 9?
Nope.
It used to be a Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut is notorious for being completely recognizable as a former location. In fact,
they
in
got
the last...
They got that fucking roof.
It's like, yeah, the roof that looks like a hat.
The Sherman Williams back that way was a Pizza Hut.
Yeah. But Moe's was a Pizza Hut. And it's now, I think, like a Tax Pro? Or like a software programming place. But it's not just like a place you go into. It's an office.
Interesting.
That used to be a Pizza Hut. In the last decade, I have seen one Pizza Hut that is still a Pizza Hut. And it was in Houston, Texas. That Pizza Hut was the Pizza Hut, yeah. And it was fucking huge.
Oh, well, everything's bigger than Texas.
It was massive, this Pizza Hut. Yeah. Have you watched The Righteous Gemstones?
Nope.
It's on Max. It is such a good fucking show. It is such a good fucking show.
That's got, what the fuck's his name?
Danny McBride. John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Fucking Adam Devine. Devine.
That dude from Maroon 5?
No.
That's Adam Levy.
Yeah. Somebody told me I looked like him one time.
I don't see that.
And I was trying to be polite, but I wanted to say, ma'am, I do not. I do not. I think it was because of my facial hair. It's ridiculous how many people you get compared to when you just have, like, some signature facial hair. Mike Leary's a beard guy, and he looks like, apparently, every other beard guy. My beard is getting a little gnarly and out of sorts, and I need to trim it back, but I don't know if I have my trimmer.
I feel like I either have a pimple growing here or an ingrown hair.
I had an ingrown hair recently on the back of my pinky. It was my first ever.
No shit.
It was uncomfortable. I don't get pimples very often. Which is amazing, because I shower like twice a week.
Okay.
I'm tired, fatty.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I work my 40. I work my 40. And then I take care of a child.
I shower every morning. Wakes me up. If it's super hot, I will make it. If it's super hot outside, I'll take like a nice cold shower in the morning. Shock the system awake.
I don't know, I tend to just get up. I have my alarm is set for 3:45. And that's enough time that if I get up, I can take a shower and get myself ready for work.
Yeah, usually.
And if I hit snooze, it's either a perfectly good amount of time for me to sleep in, or I get up before my snooze goes off. But sometimes if the cat's making with those good cuddles, You know those morning cuddles.
I do.
The good cuddles, like the real shit.
I get up at 5:30.
Yeah.
And I try to be on the road as close to 6 as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's when I can hit the Dunkin', make it right through the line, and right back on the road. Yeah.
So I just get up and go. I put on my pants. Well, I pee first. That's the first thing.
You pee. Gotta pee first. Always gotta pee first.
And I get my pants on. And I set up the baby gates. I pour my coffee. I put my shoes on. And I'm out the door. Usually by like 4:05, 4:10 at the latest.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I used to do that. I used to get up at, let's see here, 5:45, out the door by 6.
Yeah. And I still get to work. I like to get to work pretty early. I get to work by like 6:30. I don't clock in till 7, but I'm usually the first one in the building.
Yeah, I usually get
anywhere. So I like to use the bathroom before anybody else gets there. I don't like public restrooms, but if I know I'm the first person for the day in that bathroom, with it.
And we have a bathroom downstairs that I enjoy.
Yeah. Well, we got the same bathroom as the employee, as the customers, which we just have the one. That's why I don't like to do my business in there.
As one would understand.
Yeah.
Usually to work by like 6:45, clocked in by like 10 of, unlock the doors, sit down at my desk, check the emails that I missed after hours. Tomorrow, I'm very lucky. I don't have any customer stuff sitting for tomorrow morning.
Nice. I got a lot of shit piled up for tomorrow morning. Been a rough couple of days at work.
Tomorrow, what I'm hoping for is that I'll get doors open at 7. I won't get a single phone call till 8. And me and the JCB guys can just kind of bullshit for a little while, and then Zach gets there, and then I have stuff to do. There's always got to be one of us up front. Both departments. Because our warehouses are still split. There's a whole ass dirt bike strapped to the back of that car.
Yep. Gotta get it somewhere. You think they bought it on Facebook Marketplace?
Yes.
Yeah. You can get anything there now, man. They're gonna take over Amazon. This is a really good Mountain Dew, this Major Melon. But I'll tell you what it does not do, is quench my thirst. I don't understand how, like, a soda can tell you that and be loaded with corn syrup. I'm not an anti-corn syrup guy. I drink plenty of soda, but it does not quench my thirst. It's not for a thirsty mouth. I actually don't drink that much soda. I mostly drink water and coffee and beer.
Beer. I gotta cut back on the soda.
Yeah.
Start drinking more water. I'm doing better about it though.
Fucking pound water all day long.
I really thought there was someone else leaning on the other side of that car, but it was that man's brightly colored sweatshirt hanging off the back of his seat.
Six-two-two. That's not doxing, is it? Does that mean anything, that number?
No, probably. I don't know. Maybe.
Are they competitive?
I think they would have a different number.
Why? Why?
I don't know.
Why do you think that?
I don't know. That looks like it's a... That looks like it was put on there during production. It's not a...
Yeah. No. I know a guy... I grew up with a guy who was a professional dirt bike rider.
Matt Redding?
No. Was he?
Yeah.
Okay. I know two guys. Is he still?
No.
Okay. I know two guys that used to be.
I think Matt hauls horses. At least he did the last time I checked.
Okay. I don't know the Reddings very well. I mean, I guess I know Dave pretty well. Haven't talked to him in years.
That's a good dude. Served this country in the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah.
That's a good dude.
Can't remember the last time I saw him.
Shoot, me either.
I think I ran into Dave last time I was here. Before I moved back. Price Chopper or something.
When was the last time I saw Dave? I know it was after John's wedding.
Yeah.
I just don't remember when. Actually, that might have been the last time I saw him.
Me and Dave have an interesting relationship. We have, like, the perfect relationship to have with Dave Redding.
Okay.
So we were always friendly with each other. We never really liked each other very much. But we did have fun together sometimes. And the fact that we haven't spoken in years and years, like, I'm sure that Dave doesn't mind. And when we see each other again, we'll be friendly. And I feel like it's safe to say that because Dave would agree with me entirely.
Me and Dave were fairly close for a while, but I think we just grew apart.
I got him a Christmas present once, I think.
Just once?
Yeah. Just the one time.
Just the one time.
Known the guy for like 20 years, but just the one time. I'm an old person.
We're both old people.
We are an old people. You know what term I think hurts the most?
You're going to be 37.
I'm going to be 37.
I'm going to be 36.
I'm cool with these numbers. Like, birthdays stopped meaning much to me. It's like a fun day to have my favorite things.
That's, yeah.
You know what I do on my birthday? I make Melissa watch movies she would never watch. She usually likes them. Because I'm not a douchebag. I know what she's actually going to hate.
Yeah.
And I don't make her watch those, but I made her watch fucking Back to the Future, the trilogy.
Great movies.
Loved them.
I did that to Angela. I made her watch it. She was like, man, what really? She says to me one night, geez. And I was like, what? She's like, I know you don't want to hear this, but I watch a lot of like old movies. I was like, old? And my soul shatters. It's like, this is Starship Troopers. It's not that old.
I wonder what I'll make her watch on my birthday this year.
Has she watched Starship Troopers?
No, but that one's not that important to me, and I know she'll hate it.
Love that movie.
It is a good movie. I would watch it. But I wouldn't make her watch
it. Do yourself a favor. Don't watch Battleship.
I've never seen Battleship, and I never had a desire.
Don't.
Good. I won't. Tell me about it. Is it, how bad is it?
Oh, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's a fun movie.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The like crowning highlight of the movie is when they refire the USS Missouri.
Okay.
And somehow get it to keel haul by dropping one port side anchor, like that would rip the whole ship apart.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Who says, you sunk my battleship?
I don't think any... No one says.
Nobody says you sunk my battleship in the Battleship movie?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Motherfuckers.
But,
You better be misremembering, and it better be Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is actually very scantily in the movie.
Yeah.
But
then perfect. He's the guy to say you sunk my battleship.
They do use the pegs.
Yeah.
They're like these projectiles that stuff themselves into the decks of ships and then they blow up. You could watch it if you want to. I'm just saying.
Nah.
It's not something that you're probably going to...
No one says you sunk my battleship in Battleship, but director Peter Berg has a very good explanation for that. No one said it in the movie because the Regents didn't sink the Navy's battleships. They didn't sink any battleships.
There you go.
In the movie Battleship.
There you go.
That is bullshit. I'm never going to watch that movie.
This is horse shit. I'm done.
That is bullshit. That's oh my so God. Funny.
That's so funny that is your... That's your draw point.
How can you... Seriously?
I really don't know what to tell you, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a game of Battleship. Except it fucking blows.
Except it fucking sucks.
What movie? She watched Hudson Hawk for my birthday. Have you ever seen Hudson Hawk?
No.
Fucking, it's fucking Bruce Willis. And shit. I think Sandra Bernhardt is the villain. And this old Italian guy who you would instantly recognize. You should watch Hudson Hawk. That's your kind of movie, Fatty.
Yeah?
Bruce Willis. He sings. They're singing bandits, basically. They're like cat burglars. And they time their heists to songs and sing them as they go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a big Bruce Willis fan to begin with. Yeah. So
you know, a big portion of this actor's strike, I'll bring it back to the actor's strike. There's a great segue back over there. Big part is AI, you know that?
Yeah, they want extras, right?
So yeah, the extras, what they want to do is pay them for a day of work. And part of that day of work is to scan their bodies, take a 3D image of them, and just scatter them throughout the movie wherever they want.
And I can understand why people would be upset.
Like, that's preventing people from, like, getting a chance to, like, build a career.
Yeah.
Everybody's annoyed about Nepo babies. It's like, they just have a passion for acting and a way to do it, you know?
What the fuck is a Nepo baby?
Nepo babies, they're like Hollywood offspring, like famous sons and daughters.
Oh.
Like Maya Hawke. You know Maya Hawke from Stranger Things? That's Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman's daughter.
Huh.
And she's a really good actress. And she would have, like, made a career anyway, but if she wasn't their child, it would have been harder for her to, like, establish that career.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Nepo babies.
Nepo babies. Oh, fuck. We haven't talked about Superman. So, Superman, they've announced some casting.
Okay.
And Superman is David or Adam Corenswet, who I have never seen or heard of.
Yeah.
And he looks like a small Henry Cavill, like a slender Henry Cavill. So I don't know anything about him, but he looks like Superman. I'll see him as Superman.
Okay.
And Rachel Brosnahan from fucking The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime. Oh. She is Lois Lane. And that's a great choice. She's a great choice for Lois Lane.
True.
I
saw, like, the very beginning of that show, I think.
Yeah, me too. I watched, like, the first season. It seems, like, really good. I just watched so many shows. I only have so much room in my life for one-hour dramas.
Futurama, the 24th.
Nathan Fillion is the Green Lantern.
Awesome!
Yeah. He is the Green Lantern Guy Gardner, who is by far the douchiest Green Lantern.
Good!
He's got a red bowl cut, and he wears a different costume from all the others. He's got, like, a cool vest. Guy Gardner. Nathan Fillion voiced Hal Jordan in a bunch of the Justice League stuff. Apparently, Lex Luthor is, Lex Luthor is between the Skarsgård brothers, Bill and Alexander, and I feel like I buy Alexander Skarsgård as more of a Lex Luthor type. You're
gonna have to give me an image.
Alexander Skarsgård, he's a very handsome...
What was he in?
What was he in? Lots of things. Bill Skarsgård is Pennywise from It. Swedish. You know, Stellan Skarsgård from Thor.
Yes, that's the old man.
He's like the professor. Filmography. Why didn't you just take me to IMDb, you dun of a bitch, is what I was about to say.
Wow.
Man, he's been working for longer than I thought he has. I haven't heard of a lot of these movies. Kill Your Darlings. Probably didn't see that.
No.
He was in Battleship.
Oh, that guy.
Commander Stonehopper.
Okay. He was in True Blood, too.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
I knew there was a thing. I just couldn't remember what the thing was.
I could 100%
see
him.
He played Tarzan in 2016.
He's a Lex Luthor, for sure.
I could see him as Lex Luthor, yeah. Lex Luthor, the thing that... So, what's his face? Gene Hackman was so good as Lex Luthor that you could forgive the fact that he was not playing Lex Luthor in any sort of way.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg I could have seen him doing a good job because he did look good once he was bald. You gotta think about what a person's gonna look like bald.
True.
Once he was bald, he looked the part. But he was too fucking wiry. He was too, like, weird.
To the internet that can't see us right now.
I was just,
now,
like, making Mike, weird squiggly things. Mike was just making weird squiggly... Body.
Yeah. He was, like, punching himself up and making weird squiggly motions.
Yeah. He wanted to be the Riddler so bad, he wanted somebody to cast him as the Riddler. And he was afraid he wasn't gonna... he wasn't gonna get a chance to even be a DC villain if he didn't take Lex Luthor.
He would have been an excellent Riddler.
He would have. Paul Dano is really good. Paul Dano is really good.
And this it's is like, is this the new Batman?
That's yeah, this is the Batman.
I haven't seen
Paul
it
Dano.
Yet.
Yeah. Once you see it, man, it's such a good fucking movie. It is a absolutely it's like 3 hours and 15 minutes long.
Fuck that.
That's like a big Marvel movie. It is a good fucking movie. It's the perfect Batman movie. There's narration. That's something that people don't think about when they put Batman to film. That's something that's never there, is the fucking narration. Because he, like, Batman journals. Batman keeps a journal. The Black Dossier, I think. He keeps a journal of all his knowledge. But he narrates in the comics. It's like he tells you the story. You know. Man, I think that was a good episode.
Yeah.
Do I have one more thing? Do I have one more thing? Flash bombed. Still continues to.
Good.
Good. Can't wait to watch it on Max. Just really want to see Michael Keaton. I don't care how shitty the movie is. If Batman's good, Ben Affleck is there. I really always hated Ezra Miller as Barry Allen, though.
I can't wait for Deadpool.
Yeah. Shut down with the actor's strike.
Yep.
Yep.
There's going to be so much money lost.
Good.
Yep.
Learn a lesson.
Yep. Don't be dumb.
I'm really proud of society for saying, hey, go fuck yourself, Disney. I'm proud of us guys. It's okay to have Disney Plus because they're hemorrhaging money. It's okay to have it. I'm still waiting for Guardians Volume 3. I don't know when that's coming up on Disney Plus, but I'd like to watch it.
Look it up.
Let's look it up.
Look it up. Guarantee you it's out. It's the date's on there.
Yeah. When will Guardians 3 be on Disney Plus sign? It would be easier to just spell out plus. Wednesday, August 2nd.
There you go. That's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
You can follow us, guys, on social media.
You know what I watched recently before we go anywhere?
Okay, go.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah, I like that movie.
That movie's so good.
I like that movie. Me and Jimbo watched Pitch Black, and I think Chronicles of Riddick. Is there a third one?
There is a third one. I just
Riddick.
Yes.
And there's supposed to be a fourth one coming.
Books.
Pitch Black was good.
I didn't see Pitch Black.
Oh yeah, that's the only one I liked. That's the only one I liked.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Chronicles was a good one. Anyway.
Okay. You can follow us on social media, folks, and pay close attention this time. We are on Facebook, and we are on Instagram, and we are on Twitter, and we are on Threads.
We're on Threads?
We're on Threads.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's easy. It was easy. It's an Instagram company. So true. You just tie in your Instagram. We're on Instagram and Threads. That's two ways to access the same content.
Okay.
And you can also find us on MySpace.com. Oh, all those places we are at Keeping the Fat.
Not MySpace.
Who knows what the fuck? We're keeping up with the fatness on MySpace.
Fuck you, MySpace.
And sometimes we post on there.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm not reactivating MySpace.
Yeah, no. I don't even know if I... Like, I couldn't even take a shot at my login information at this point.
Nope.
How long has it been since I used fucking MySpace.com? 20 years.
Back when top eights and you had to know HTML to change shit.
One of my favorite t-shirts I ever saw at Newbury Comics said, "Your mom's in my top eight."
Excellent.
Email us at keepingthefat@gmail.com.
Later, folks.
Bye.